Welcome to the Overrated Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Bad Luck, alongside my co-host, Mahoney's in the building.
Shub.
My good brother, Badru's in the building.
What up?
The good brother, Lays, is definitely in the building.
Gotta turn my mic real quick. I was too low last week. I apologize. Shout out to the crew. Y'all told me that. yes, we have a crew, and I'm going to keep bigging up our crew. We didn't have a crew. We upgraded. So shout out to the crew. Crew love.
Crew love.
Crew love.
Oh, we loving the crew. Y'all know I'm going to take an opportunity to sing.
Yeah. Okay. But yo, young Alexander Ho Neal, a.k.a. all my bitches used to bake, but now all my bitches tight.
Tap, tap.
But you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and a brother will take a cookie, a cupcake, cake. You know, it can go wonders. It can go places for you. 2020 date lays.
Oh, okay.
2020 only date lays.
Only on the 15th, not the 14th.
Oh god.
That's okay. So silly. First of all, you're so silly with that.
Okay, you know, the Dare You In King, Hall of Famer. If you know, you fucking know. Young James St. Fat Dick. I will tell you the truth, and then I'll ghost you. And I used to play for the Astros, so yeah, I was stealing signs. But yeah, holla. That's how you do it.
And we have a guest of the show, but you know, we don't have guests.
We do not have guests.
We have friends of the show. Mahoney, would you like to introduce our friend today?
What can I say? This is a man of many hats.
Interesting.
Let's just say manager. Let's just say artiste. Let's just say... look, I'm like international ladies man.
Okay.
Let's just say streetwear clothing owner, Mr. Jackie Wright.
Everybody clap. Jackie Wright right now.
Thank you so much.
I try to do what I do. I mean, you can give the people what you really do if you want to do it in, you know, more detail than
what
I did.
No, that was amazing.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
I try to do. I try to do for my people.
Thank y'all for having me.
Oh, man, welcome.
For sure, man. How was your trip up here?
It was cool, man. Traffic wasn't too bad. You know, made a little detour. Went straight down Coldwater. It was straight, though.
Man, first of all, I see you. We're going to start the show off right. And, you know, I hate to have to do this, but we got to pay some respects. And I'm not going to speak on it alone, so if somebody else want to take over after this, but I'm going to shoot my, you know, I got to say, first of all, rest in peace to the great, the legendary Mr. Kobe Bean Bryant. The man means everything to me. I was basically raised with Kobe, you know what I mean? Essentially, we all were, especially if you're from L.A., you know what I mean? You know what that feel like. But just as a basketball fan, just a fan of greatness, just motivation. I know he inspired you in some kind of way, man. It was just tragic, and it's hard, man. And I don't really got too much to say about it because I get a little deep with me. You know what I mean? I'm trying to hold up for this show, so I'll pass it along if anybody want to take that. Anybody?
A resident Laker?
Nope. No. Rest in peace, Kobe.
Yeah, he probably feel like me.
Rest in peace, Kobe, man. Yeah, let's pass that. That shit is, fuck.
You got those words?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'll try to keep it short. Like, I won't even go down the rabbit hole. But, I mean, for me, like, I'm actually from Philly, between Philly and Jersey. And so, 96 for me was my freshman year of high school. So, just a quick backstory, like Kobe would talk about this guy named Donnie Carr, who's a relative of mine. His daughter is my cousin and my goddaughter. And so Donnie went to Roman Catholic, ironically, purple and gold colors. But basically, Kobe and Donnie were like rivals. Kobe and Donnie were rivals in school. And so, you know, obviously Kobe went to the league. Donnie went to LaSalle, which is where I went to school and played. Russell Butler was a teammate of mine. So, like, Philly basketball thing is, like, super deep-rooted. And so, you know, we used to watch this show called Scholastic High School Sports Show, and Kobe obviously was on it. You know, so I've known about Kobe since I was a kid, 7th, 8th grade. And so, you know, just watching him and just seeing him grow and win championships and just his mindset and just the Mamba mentality thing for me was, like, real. You know what I'm saying? Like, sincere. So it was, like, I'm still, like, I'm messed up about it. But, like, I knew his cousin. Like, it's just, like, a lot. You know what I mean? And so I went down to Staples last night. And it was just like, it was just weird. It's just weird, man. Like, murals everywhere and candles and like I took a couple pictures, but I really just was like standing there. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, it's weird.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I'm just, you know, every day just kind of in and out. You just got to process it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mommy?
Just, you know, as a girl watching Kobe in high school, like, wow, it's like your forever crush.
Right.
And I remember, you know, the whole Brandy thing, and I hated Brandy for a couple years. Like, ugh, she gets every fucking thing. Now Kobe? So it's just, you know, heartbreaking. And, you know, shout out to all the other families who are suffering from the loss.
Which I think is very important that we actually
all the victims.
I do want to say the names, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
You know, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, Gigi, John Altobelli, mm-hmm. Carrie Altobelli, Alyssa Altobelli, Christina Mauser, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, and also the pilot, Ara Zobayan. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. No disrespect. I want to say rest in peace to just everybody who lost their life tragically that day, man. And just, to, you know, everybody who knew them, was a part of their lives in any kind of way, whether friend, family, whatever it may be, man. Prayers go out to you. Hold your head if you can. I mean, I understand. I get it. That's... you know, just rest in peace, man. I don't know. It's deep. It's deep. So yeah, I don't want to. You know, I want to get that out the way too. Not like rushing it, but you know, that's a lot. You can do a whole episode just on that alone. There's so many Kobe stories. Myself personally, you know, I mean, I met him twice, so I'm not gonna get into that. But it's just a lot. So yeah. You know, I don't want to, you know, harp on that.
I had the pleasure of meeting him twice as well.
Word.
Like one time, we actually like really chopped it up. Like it was crazy. Like
he's a different dude, man.
Yeah, he's special, man. Like all the way across the board.
Yeah, like, yeah. He was just special, you know.
Yeah, but you know how the show does. We don't like to revel in tragedy for too long. You guys come here with for the laugh, so that's what we're gonna try to give you in this
they
time.
Get some facts from this show.
I mean, yeah, but it's still some laughs too with the. With the facts.
Well, I do want to change the tone a little bit if calls for a little celebration, yeah, actually.
That's what I was about to do.
I do want to congratulate my good brother Lay's here on his, it's your first?
First. Probably last, but yeah,
I got it. Don't say that.
Oh, we're speaking of good decisions. All right, maybe 2021.
Congratulations, man, on your first Grammy win, Tyler the Creator. Best right. Rap album for Igor.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for everybody that supported. What'd you say?
I said he about to do a line. I seen him rolling up dollar bills. I didn't know. I'm like, new studio, new habits. What's going on, bro?
Bro got to the heels.
I'm like, we moved up to the heels and he got rich habits. Okay. All right.
No, Blaze.
Did not know. Woo! Sips drink.
Hey, what's funny is if you'd have did that, I swear I'd act like I didn't see you. Mm-hmm. I'd have talked right past.
Yeah, so.
Group chat would have been going off, nigga.
Like, did you really do that in the middle of the show?
Did this motherfucker just do a line?
Jesus Christ.
Whoa! Nah, but, buddy.
Congrats on that, Blaze, man.
Thank you.
How's it feel?
It's surreal, but it also like when I have my son, man, like when you my Deuce's first born, shout out to Deuce, he always knows it's podcast day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's crazy. It feels great. It's like it's kinda like can't really explain it, dude. Mm-hmm. Like you work so hard doing some shit and you go against the grain to get some shit. You don't do the standard rap album and you fucking succeed with it.
So you already know it's an uphill battle.
Oh.
That's how you already know. You're right. You're
definitely.
Like
it's an uphill battle then to do it. No radio play. No major marketing. Mm-hmm. No major advertising. Well, advertising, but it was all from our camp.
Right.
Fucking, we did it.
Yeah, I did that, man.
We did it, man. So it feels great, man. I'm really proud of my team. Thank you. Shout out to the team. T, you hit your fucking goal. I'm very proud of you, dog. Word. Shout out to you.
That was beautiful, man.
That's my nigga.
Yeah.
I told him don't cry like a bitch. He didn't, so.
He gave that speech at the end.
Yeah.
Which that definitely went viral. You know what I mean?
It's the fucking truth.
Yeah, he gave that. He gave it up and had some words to say about, you know, how they basically get down in the Grammy with their whole organization and, you know, and how they kind of box you in.
Yeah.
And then kind of like, yo, I'm accepting this award. I am appreciative of it. I'm grateful. But I see the bullshit too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know y'all be trying to, y'all be getting this shit off. I don't respect that. So I'm glad he spoke on it though. You know what I mean? He got to, you know.
T being the mind that he is, yeah, he's going to speak on that and he's not going to sugarcoat it. You know, we're going to be politically correct or whatever, but you're going to get these fucking bars from this shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
And to give a little, my bad, context to that, because I just started saying, I'm not going to say verbatim, because I don't know it in my head verbatim what he was saying, but he basically was saying, like, you know, they try to box you in. They, you know, they don't want to, anytime you do any kind of genre bending, is the phrase he used, they want to put you, with people that look like me, black people, they put you in that box. They want to put you, oh, this is rap, because we don't want to put you with nothing else, because we don't want to give you that credit. Like, you are doing something else. Knowing damn well he's doing something else. Knowing that was not a goddamn rap album. That's no. You know what I mean? You know, and it's not like we're trying to fight so hard to get away from rap. We're not. We're just showing that we can do it all. And we want to be respected and
in all categories and all walks of music. Period. You know what I'm saying?
Period. So. You know what I mean? So, and I think he was right for that. You know, he's like, now I love to get the recognition. I love that people love my shit, but respect my shit too. Like, you know what I mean? I can rap and I can do this and I can do other shit. You know what I mean? So I think that was a very a great point he made. I'm glad he got that off there. And when the time he did get it off.
Definitely.
It was important.
Shout out to you, nigga. This is what we do. This ain't no major, like, crying tear moments. Like,
right, we love.
You know, we accomplished the goal. And now it's back to it, nigga. Shit.
I do want to go into another topic kind of dealing with. It started off as some funny, crazy shit, but I think once you peel back some layers, you know, it's something really there that's deeper than, you know, what's going on surface. You talk about, what's his name, Orlando Brown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown, and, you know, he's
Ooh,
back
that was
at it
a
again.
Deep side.
Because it started running, like,
right,
a bunch
right.
of
the
like,
history of just yeah, all this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he you know, his latest thing he did, he made a comment about Nick Cannon. On video, saying how Nick Cannon did something to him.
Said he sucked his dick.
That's what he said.
Okay. That's right. What he said.
He said that on film, on video, said that. You
and
know,
he said he liked it.
He said he liked it. And truthfully, I can't speak for everybody, but I don't think, first of all, I don't think nobody believe that shit. But here's the thing, you know, like, you know, we always, and especially me, who am I to talk? I joke about all kind of shit. Some of the worst shit, right?
You do?
But yeah, you know, but
here and there,
you know, there's, you know, we gotta really start, you know, kind of like I said, peeling back the layers to see what's going on here. Like sometimes people aren't just wilding out. It's like it's always something to that, yeah. Right? You know what I mean, even if it's like just low self esteem or I got bullied or just like or I'm an asshole. Like it's always something to that you know that makes people act a certain kind of way. And so with him wilding out like this, this fucking long, it's starting to be like a long history of like just wilding. Like something going on with that dude. Like, and it's not really cool. And I mean, mentally, he's not in a good space, I don't think. Even if he think he is, like he's mentally, he's not in a good space. And we laugh at him, we talk about him, he goes viral, we joke, we point and laugh and all this shit, whatever. But what's really going on? Like that dude is probably hurting in real life. And I'm not the dude to say, hey, you know, we should all just chill out. I'm not that guy either, because I'm the first one to throw some jokes out there. But I also, I'm going to keep 100 with myself and say, but I do see something going on deeper than that, that probably should be handled. And something. Now, who am I to talk to him? I mean, I don't even know the nigga, but how do we get him to even realize that you're going through something or the help he need or whatever? People don't feel like they need help. I don't know. But it's something going on. My point is something going on. You know what I mean? Beneath the surface that needs to be really checked upon.
I think it's the people around him.
Right.
Where's his support system? Like, where is his team? Because somebody is booking him to do, like he did Dr. Phil. Mm. And that was the saddest interview I think I've ever seen.
It was insane, dude.
It was crazy. And it was just like, who is in your camp? Who is in your corner? Like you said, we all make jokes and stuff, and we laugh. But at what point do we stop the laughs to be like, bruh needs help? Like, we do it with DMX, and we've done it with, you know, countless celebrities, and then God forbid something happened to them, and then we all
sad post.
Like, right. We did not see this coming.
That's what happened when you travel with a bunch of yes men. You got a bunch of niggas is, oh, he all right, he's straight, he cool. No, he something playing. Is wrong with this nigga.
Like Raz B, people wanted to make fun of the stuff that Raz B because he was saying because of the way he was saying it, but clearly he was hurting
going through something.
And it's like
PTSD of what the fuck happened to him. And now, yeah, he's still going through that shit.
Makes me sad, Jackie. Because your side.
No, I mean, this is heavy, man. I'm sitting there listening. Like, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people, celebrities in particular, who don't have people around them that actually are going to hold them accountable, that are going to be like, yo, like, you're bugging, you're tripping, you need help. Like, they don't really, a lot of times, they don't have those kind of people around. And so, unfortunately, that's when you see this downward spiral. And there's, you know, countless amounts of, you know, examples.
There's people going to squeeze you till the last drop is gone.
Oh, yeah. That's they don't really care.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they don't. They want what they want.
Yeah.
And then when it's dry, it's over.
And what's the saddest part about him to me is that man is really talented. He's been in the business literally since he was a baby. He can sing, even in his little Coming to America song that he did. Don't get me started, because you know I wanted
everybody
to sing
come
it.
To America.
You know.
Yeah. That song slapped, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He can really sing. And it's just like, when I'm driving sometimes and I catch myself singing it, I'm like.
He was on top of Jesus.
He was on top of Jesus's head, man, singing, hugging tigers.
like, see,
a tiger. No, what I'm saying is the man is talented, and it's sad to see such a talent go to waste. Like, he's done countless voiceovers. He was on That So Raven. He was on Family Matters.
Super talented. Major Payne.
Yeah. Major Payne. Yeah. Like,
didn't he say Michael Jackson was his dad? Or another? I don't know.
Who knows what he said at this point? All of it has just been, like, kind of depressing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's just going to, you know, he just keep going up. He find the wildest shit to say or do, and I'm not sure if it's intentional or not. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, it's just, you know, so.
He was just at the studio.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did he record something? See, I don't.
He got a banger.
You try to clown him because he had wasn't that you to DM me and ask me why he had a Captain Crunch outfit
then again,
on?
Yeah, he had a Captain Crunch race jacket
What's the
on?
Difference between him and, like, Daylight? Because he light skinned, y'all kind of. He got issues because he light skinned. What about Daylight?
Daylight
got a tattoo of Spawn logo on his face.
Yeah.
And he's done all type of similar
but the thing about
genre that, shit.
Yeah.
Now, me firsthand, I talked to Daylight about literally all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a logical explanation for everything, even the Spawn tat.
Okay, but we haven't talked to Orlando.
I know that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Okay.
So I'll say that first.
Can I just say Daylight's logical explanation for the Spawn thing?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard versions of that.
Okay.
So they all logical.
Man, hey, man. But, you know, I don't know.
They all was logical when I heard them.
I don't know Orlando to talk to him. I'm saying, since I don't know. So, for example,
giving the benefit of the doubt that he may be on some Daylight shit.
No, but see, that's the thing. At least with Daylight, whether you know him or not, I've seen him speak publicly or out where you know he got some sense. Like, yeah. Orlando, I'm talking about, it's been years. Now, you probably was in the studio with him.
Because I'm sitting here, I don't get, I'm not up on him like that. On what he did wrong or what he's fucked up on.
Oh, yeah,
when I'm talking to him at the studio, I'm just like, you funny, but he was pretty intelligent kid.
Yeah, see, I'm saying, it could be an act. It could be, I'm doing this for the camera, right? I could be wilding just because this is what they do now to go viral. I'm going viral. And when he at, in work or at the privacy of his own like studio or something like that, he could be making all the sense of the world. You would know that. I would know that.
Yeah, so similar to you in daylight.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying. So is it because he light skinned we think he need pills?
No.
No.
It's not a color complex.
It's not right. It's no color.
Yeah.
I gotta wash out with the light skin shit.
Who said that?
Just the whole nation. I'm watching. Everybody who.
So you brought this in here.
Right, light skin bias. Yeah.
Right.
You brought that in the conversation.
It's been some Steph Curry jokes on this show.
Well, I mean, did he not deserve it?
Based on his light skinnedness.
First of all,
I call him fluorescent brown. Fluorescent brown. Yeah. So when I'm specific,
you did say fluorescent brown,
yeah, and I never. Again, I respect you. Brought that to the podcast.
I created a. I created a fluorescent brown person.
Freddie Gibbs did say spicy white.
You said fluorescent.
And you gleeked.
Now me, he never would do such a thing because
never.
Colorism is very big in his business.
I am only in the middle.
We do dare do
too light for some, too dark for others.
I like to say amongst like the blacks have that bad. Now, I don't normally exclude myself right. from that group, but I created a light, a fluorescent brown kid, so I would never.
You created fluorescent brown.
I created a human too.
That's what inspired.
That's what you did for the.
So I would never violate
culture. So now you get a pass.
I would never violate.
That don't mean you wouldn't violate that.
Right.
That's the only reason I wouldn't violate. He would check me. You know, you raise somebody, the only motherfucker that could check
right,
me.
Right.
So, I'm just checking them.
But all this Steph Curry slander was kind of you towards his wife.
Oh.
Type of person. American blacks.
See?
American See? Black females. See? No, American See? Females are trash. Ooh. But not
across
all.
Across the board?
Just only in general. Like, not specifically.
not all, but only in general.
Not specifically, but in general.
And we broke that down on, well, not we. But you broke
you.
That down
right.
on a couple of
toxic. He.
He broke that down on a couple of
The levels. Cosine, nothing's real till the cosine come.
That's interesting.
Second that motion. So, wow. You part of it.
He has a point. Well, you're, that's the cosine.
Somebody made a very good point.
He's cosine king, if that's the case.
Ooh.
Me, I'm the cosine king?
Now we're here is the most official cosine of all time.
Yeah.
No.
That is.
Kind of.
Yeah. Now we're here. Let me explain what now we're here is, first of all.
Now we're here.
In a conversation.
And now we're here.
If we're in a conversation, and that conversation.
Like I caught it.
But if we're in a conversation, and that conversation shifts drastically
right.
to the left or the right.
Right.
My thing is to say, now we're here. Like, I don't know how we got here. We got here fast as fuck. And right. we're here now, and now we have to deal with this topic.
Understood.
That doesn't necessarily cosign anything. I'm just showing
you. It just come before the cosign.
We're here now. You know what I mean? Now, look, what I am is, what cosine. I am is, I'm a very open-minded individual that likes to see sides from every angle. So I'm the type of dude to be like, oh, you know what? She's right. Oh, okay, he's right. Now y'all figure it out. I'm that kind of guy. I'm that kind of dude.
I just douse, you know, alcohol on little small fires.
A little water on a gas fire.
Gasoline
doesn't
flicker.
Hurt. Right. A little water on a grease fire never hurt. Just a.
Let me ask y'all this. So, kind of dealing with, you know, celebrities and I would say strange activity. You know what I mean? Let's talk about. AB, Antonio Brown, right? So, there's been there's been rumblings. I always want to use that.
Always, like there have been rumblings.
Yeah, I'm trying to get somebody in.
You feel official
There's
now?
Been rumblings about AB.
Oh, my God.
Real ESPN-ish right now.
Hey, man, you know.
It's the mic and the desk.
And the lights, right.
And the lights.
But there's been rumblings of AB and his activity. You know, some say, you know, he's doing a lot. His behavior is changing a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Very, he's doing the left.
Well,
he has
a lot of spare time now.
Continue. He does. He's got a lot of spare time now. But before that spare, how he got to that spare time was a lot of back and forth. Make up your mind. Oh, he doing this. Oh, now he doing this. And then now he finds himself in a place where he's, you know, throwing a bag of dicks out the house at his ex-girl. Was ex-girl or baby mom? Was it baby mom?
Baby mom.
Do you know that?
Wait, why do you have a bag of dicks just on deck?
I was just about to ask.
What type of shit is that?
Where do you just keep a bag of penises, like
doing
that
shit.
I think I know about that. I think I missed that one.
Yeah,
I know.
I
know he came into the joint with a suit on and a tracksuit underneath. I saw that.
And I didn't say nothing about that, but history tells me that is a 100% smoker move.
Yeah.
Every smoker I've ever seen had two or more outfits on.
Wait a minute. Superman?
Oh. Ooh.
Wow, you calling Superman
what do you mean?
Smoker?
Why you think kryptonite makes him weak? He's the biggest drug abuser.
That's the first thing smokers be saying. I hope I don't bump into no Crips tonight.
Look at the red eyes. They convinced you out there was lasers in the eyes and red-ass eyes. Yo. I know a crack binge when I see it.
You know a Superman in the hood.
He didn't really have powers. He was just high.
Oh, he was high. That's strong. Lift up a car. Who's the first person you see lift up a car?
Basically.
A smoker.
Andy from both hoods. Come
on. See?
He's like, I'm going to squirt a little bit of red, a little bit of blue.
And he would think he could change his whole entire identity with just glasses.
And Prince boots.
That's pure smoker activity.
Prince boots.
He think he much better in Prince boots. What kind of shoes did Antonio have on? Bigger than did he have on a tracksuit?
No, but not in the. You talking when he threw the bag of dicks?
Wait.
That happened. That was a real thing. I'm not even joking.
No, I don't know.
That's on video. He literally, the police is outside talking to his baby mom. He threw a bag of dicks.
Fake dicks?
It was like rubber candy dicks or something like that.
I hope.
Y'all got
it. If it was real dicks, that's
what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure he would have
like
gone
a gang
out.
Of mutilated dicks?
Right.
What?
Where you get a bag full of mutilated penis from?
Where you get a bag full of fake ones?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's a thin line. It's a thin line, bro. It's a thin line.
It's a thin line between.
Real and fake.
Right. Which crazy
and
CT.
Every week.
You're crazy.
No, but. Look, man, I mean, that's strange behavior.
Listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But people are starting to throw the word, the CTE thing around.
Okay, so.
You know what I mean?
Little backstory.
Okay. Wait a minute. What does him being signed to Jeezy got to do with anything?
Wait, what?
I can't stand
hilarious. Took me a second, but I got it.
You gotta explain those.
So did you know that this is what you were getting yourself into? You listened, right?
Well, but you just never know. You don't know when it happens. Right. You don't know where it's gonna go.
Listen, the worst part is our crew here is just getting acclimated to us, so everybody's facial expression is fucking hilarious. They're like, it's okay, you'll get used to it.
But people are throwing that phrase around, saying like, man, I think it's CT. Now, I don't know what makes us professional, all these, you know, where we got the information from, the research. The civilian.
We all Doogie Howsers.
Yeah, we all Doogie Howsers.
Hello, WebMD.
Nigga, Google killed us a long time ago.
How many times have you not diagnosed yourself with some weird type of cancer?
Yeah, your fucking finger bleeding. Now you got breast cancer. You done Google.
That is why the internet has instantly all given us PhDs. Number one.
But you think if there's anything, is there any kind of truth to that? No, I mean, not. I don't want to say truth, but is that a thing? Am I being far fetched for thinking like? Because it's not like I could tell somebody to look into that because we don't have the research and the science yet to even check, especially why humans are, as far as what I know, while you are alive, we can't even check to even see now. You have to wait till you to die to check your brain like that to find out.
From the studies that we know, yeah.
Yeah, you got to find if you find out usually after death. Like, shifting to the... You might see the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
Yeah.
You
seen that, right?
Yeah,
everybody seen that, right?
I saw some of it.
It's legit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so
not the dog. I'm saying like
CT, right? Yeah, so, it's like you watch that whole documentary about Aaron, right? And he wildin', and you like, okay, I get. Like, look, man, I'm born in the hood. We've seen all my share of all the things, whatever. I've dealt with my own trauma, seeing trauma in family, my family, all kind of shit, and you kind of see how certain people act and move when it comes to like different kind of shit they got going on in their life, right? But even like like I attribute, I look at Aaron Hernandez like I look at one of my, which I'm not going to name, like one of my other crazy homeboys. Like, I always thought something was wrong with him. Like, and I mean, not to the point like, yo, like joking, like, no, he different. He not like us. This is a different kind of dude. Like I don't even hang with him a lot. He around, I love him because it's history. Like, I know him, but he's just a different kind of dude. He's a different kind of monster. Like, Aaron Hernandez, to me, fuck that being raised in the hood shit, because he wasn't. He wasn't raised like that. He was raised in a good home. Father may have been a lot on it, though. That was some, you know, maybe a lot of triggering thing there.
Yeah.
Mom was definitely on some other shit, right?
Man.
But still, what he was doing, like, the way he was getting into shit and his reaction, his trigger time to react to certain shit was, like, different to me. And it looked like signs of shit I recognize, but not, it's not normal activity. Like, you know what I mean? Snapping on, like, doing what he did to them guys in the club because the drink was spilled on him. Like, I've seen dudes get extra, but the way he snapped or the way he did his homie, both homies, you know what I'm saying? The way it was just different. And I'm looking at the whole, I'm like, man, something wrong with this dude. Like, past, like, the whole, I was raised like this and raised like this. Nah, something wrong with him. I even knew niggas that try to prove they extra to try to do some gangster shit. But it was still some kind of logic in how they made they move, right? It wasn't as fast a lot of times, whatever. And I could be wrong too, hell. But just the fact that I got to the end and I knew what I already knew, like, oh, this was something else. I knew it was CTE. Like, not that it excuses the activity, not that it excuses his actions, right? But I understand. I don't agree, but I see. Now I can, at least I have an answer, like, oh, that is what happens when you know what I mean? Some people act like this, dealing with their depression, the way they reaction time to, and their temperament is high. Their reaction to their temper shit is snap. And depending on what you're going through in life, it just like catapults everything else that you're going through with CTE. Like, it kind of explained it, right? And I'm just like, I can kind of see that. So when they showed the brain, I'm like, yeah, this nigga shit fucked up. And he was young as hell. And for that to happen, as severe as it was, like when they showed the diagram and how his fucking brain was basically open up in the middle compared to like the average CTE person who got CTE as an adult, he was a young adult. Like it was sick. And even old girl said, like, yo, this took like 10 years, bro. This ain't no new diagnosis. Like, this is like 10 years of him being fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. Like, I don't know. To me, it seemed different. Y'all could, I mean.
Yeah, CTE is triggering, but it's a lot of motherfuckers that I'm sure we know that have CTE.
Definitely.
Who don't act like that.
Totally.
You know, they get into their faults and shit like that. Like, I know a bunch of athletes and a bunch of professional football players and shit, which is cool, but I know a bunch of motherfuckers who done took hits and, you know, and had concussions, but they not completely off their fucking rocker like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
But it does happen.
But, you know, it definitely.
You know what I mean? Right.
It definitely happens, but with the whole Aaron Hernandez shit, it was like, damn, you wait till you completely in, start doing your shit, and then you just flip the switch?
Maybe it's other factors in it that contribute to it, not just, I mean, the CTE is a big part of it, but maybe it's other things that can make some people go completely left and some people just, I have my moments, but not really, like, you know, with him, it was all the stuff that he had been dealing with all his life. His father was something else. His mom was something else.
His mom did some other shit after his
father died. Right. Like, so all of those are contributing factors. Like, I don't think we're looking at the whole.
Okay. I think that's what, but to my point earlier, I was saying, like, you know, everything else was catapulted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, it was like the extras for the disease, right? And I don't excuse it, but I like I said, I understand because, you know, what we do know is everybody don't go that route. Everybody don't kill a bunch of people, right?
Right.
But we know at least 5 professional players that killed themselves.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a thing. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, so I don't know what, and like, you know, we said to, right, that with the history of your life, the way you came up, the way he came up probably drove him to do that part. Where it's like, because he killed himself, right? But, you know, he still knew it was other shit you kind of knew. He still kind of had a fear thing, too. Remember he went to Belichick and was like, yo, you got to trade me. Mm-hmm. Like, because he knew at that point, you can't stay in the environment that you live in it's not safe for you because he was too close to home. Some people don't need to be there. You know, I mean, it's like a gangbanger dude who play ball and that's his ride out. He ain't really that good in school, but they're going to pass him, right, and give him his ride out of football. You can't, from L.A., you can't put that nigga at USC.
Right.
He too close to the house.
Yeah.
He got to go away, like somewhere else. I'm not saying that's 100% effective,
yeah,
but you too close to home. It's like it's a higher chance for you to get back into your bullshit because you're right there with your homies. You know what I mean? So when he went to Belichick, that was just a sign for me. Like, I mean, mind you, he did shoot somebody, thought he was dead. And then the dude called him on the phone, like, what's up? I'm alive. Right?
Shot him in the face.
Right. You know what I mean?
Chest, right?
In the face.
In the face.
In the face, yeah.
Yeah.
Shot him in the face.
While he was sleeping, in the car, right?
No. He was asleep when he woke him up. Oh,
right. Then woke him up, then shot him. It's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? And you know. But yeah, it was just deep, man. It was sad too, cause it's like, damn. Like, besides the like, you had this bright future ahead of you. About to get a $40 bill. You about to get a $40 bill thing. The Patriots just offered you, right?
Oh, you signed, got it. Bam.
You signed, and well, you didn't get it, but well, you signed, and it wasn't guaranteed, but you got it. Basically, you about to get it, and you got your little baby. You 20? Well, how old are you? 23, 24?
Don't remember.
25, I believe.
Yeah, something young. He was young as hell. Anyway. And then, you know, he went out the way he went out. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if it was that, like, when he said, I know they said when he underlined it, when they wrote in the letter, you're rich, and was like, that was kind of like a sign to, like, the family, like, you're going to get that 40 ball. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if it was that even that deep. Like, if you was even thinking about it like that.
Probably wasn't.
It's you know what I mean?
How they took it.
Just like, we straight already, and I'm about to kill myself, and this case gonna be dropped, and not necessarily like you're gonna get that 40, but you're already straight. But it's just, I don't know, man. So okay, how we got here? Just to circle back, like when you look at how AB's acting and responding out here, it's like, you know, I know I can't diagnose it, but it's looking crazy to me.
Yeah,
he wild, like he's looking like, it, and it's progressed. Like I've been seeing him in the news before. We've been seeing him in the news doing other shit, but not like wilding. Like I've seen niggas do charity shit. I mean, charity stuff. You know, be doing all kind of shit out here on film and on little NFL little shit, whatever. But to see him now, I mean, like you said, he's off the field.
Yeah, right? Something snapped.
Just, yeah,
I think maybe when he was on the field, that occupied some of that time, so his mind was on that. And it's like, you know, idle time.
Yeah.
Gives you the opportunity and the space to just get in your own thoughts in your own head and just start to really wild out. Maybe that's what it is for him. Like, now all I can do is focus on this. Because where in the fuck did he get a bag of dicks from? Like, this is still bothering me.
We still out of here.
Right.
You don't know.
And if I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
But I wonder if some female's going to know before. Hopefully.
Right, hopefully.
Hopefully there's a girl listening right over there off.
Right off of, girl, you didn't know that? No, I did not.
For you to buy a bundle pack of dicks.
Was that Groupon?
No, that would be.
A bundle pack of dicks.
That'd be cooler.
That would be like.
They're like he's individually picking dicks.
Yeah, they're like collecting them over
think
time.
About it. Think about it, dog.
That is true.
He had vintage peen in the bag. Like,
100 hand chosen, a curated bag of dicks. You don't want to see a curated bag of dicks.
If he was just like,
maybe he's an artist.
No, look.
Don't touch.
Wait, maybe what?
No, wait.
Creatives. Maybe but you see, don't know. He might have been doing a piece about the coaches in the league.
Right. Hey, my perspective.
His interpretation.
They're all dicks.
Perspective.
And that's why there was a.
Why you throw them at the baby mama though?
Man, where else do they go?
She's had a few.
Where else do they go?
What the fuck? He's a genius. Nah,
maybe how it was mad like do you gotta be?
How mad is your baby mama? You gotta go
show
to order dicks and throw them in front of the police. Just throw them at her in front of the police.
Imagine your baby mama was Karen Steffens, and then
Jesus
say that again.
Christ. Oh, never mind.
It's possible.
Jesus Christ.
It's possible. We gonna see him.
Is she still popping?
He gonna be on Sunday service in a minute. Like
is
he's
she
a
still
fucking
popping?
Artistic
oh my
genius.
Sunday service.
What?
Yo,
why you put him on that platform, dog?
He's
niggas is geniuses.
Yo, dog, you see what? If I see him, I show up at the Potter's house with TDJ, dog.
I'm over. It's over for me.
Man.
So, let me tell you now.
The Pure Genius Tour.
Man, all right.
What? I mean, hey, we're here now.
Look, and now we're here. And now we're here.
That's insane, dog.
How fast did he get to that bag of dicks to throw it to the baby mama? Like,
he had it ready. He had it ready. It was at the door.
You got a bag of dicks at the door?
CTE. Amazon. It came right to your door. He just took it out the box.
But
CTE. I'm trying to tell you. That's what corporate that only is
corporate
it.
Thug is of America. Well,
catch that erection is what
since we have him here.
Okay.
I wanted to talk, if you're comfortable. Look, if you're comfortable.
He don't know yet. What you like,
I don't know. You know the conversation we just had?
I mean, I know how to Euro step around certain things, but.
That's like when women say, don't be mad. But
no, I wanted to talk about, because I have this obsession with like.
Interesting.
Here we go. No, it's not about anything.
That part of the show.
I like, you know, crime dramas and things like that. And I had seen the episode about your mom.
Oh, man. Let's talk about it.
And I was just like.
Context. Okay, Moni. What are we talking about?
I am about to say. So, BET, if you got BET Plus, they have a show, Trap Queens.
BET got BET Plus?
Everybody has a streaming.
Oh, right. Streaming. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a streaming app, BET Plus. Trust me, everything you need is on a 7-day trial. I hate to say it like that, but.
That is a fact.
Oh, right. Everything you need, 7-day trial. You get in that thing, get out.
I watched Godfather of Harlem on my 7-day trial, my epic trial.
Man, I watched every episode.
Immediately after that.
I watched every episode of Hell Date and was in tears. Hell Date?
It's on BET Plus?
On BET Plus, let me tell you.
Who would have fucking Hell Day on BET Plus? I'm going
to have to count.
Yes. And was, first of all, the fashions. The fashions of the early 2000s is enough to make you die laughing. But there were a few classic episodes of Hell Date that I'm going to get back to your mom. That sounds weird. Never mind. I don't like the way that sounded. But the episode when a dude thought he was Michael Jackson, and he kept, do you like this? Do you like that? Oh, and he started stripping at the end of the day.
The CTE episode.
So, Trap Queens, look,
It ain't new.
I don't even want to, but anyway. And I was just like, first of all of those episodes are interesting. It's like American Gangster, but it's Trap Queens.
Okay.
So it's women who are into different things, like some move some weight. Mm-hmm. One lady did some hell of a real estate fraud. I'm like, how'd you keep this going for so? She's so fine. You know, I'm like, why would you play with my musical Tourette's like that? It's always a challenge with my brain. Like, he calling you out.
Kind of like how.
But. But like, it was just all these, and this is why I'm like, something wrong with me. I'm like, all these dope ass women who were like just in the game. And then Miss Thelma White. Like, what?
Thelma White is.
Right. Thelma Wright.
Thelma Wright. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get it right, Mahoney. Okay.
I said Thelma Wright.
I'm not sure you said white. I think you said white.
It's said okay. It right.
Whatever.
Nothing to argue about.
It's okay.
Thelma Wright.
Thelma Wright. Okay.
Man, where do you? I mean,
just
so
give the people.
So, it's a crazy story, but I'm gonna try to give you the condensed version. Both my parents were heavily involved in the drug trade in the 70s and 80s. Okay. So my parents fell in love. My dad was 9 years older than my than my mom, and so he was the guy. Like literally, like he was the dude. Mm. And so he had a project that he was serving out of called Richard Allen Projects in North Philly. Mm. And so you know. Fast forward, they fall in love, I'm born, and so my dad had a really good run. They were separated at the time. We were actually living out here. And so my dad got killed in August of 86. Mm-hmm. He went up to go pick up some money from this dude. It was a setup.
he got killed. Just a very, really bad situation. So literally not even a month later, excuse me, my mom steps in and starts running the business. Wow. She's bi-coastal between L.A. and Philly. She's moving weight, kilos of cocaine and heroin for 5 years.
So time, was she, when he was getting down, was she getting down also or just?
No, so it was one of those, it was like if you were watching Goodfellas and like, you know, remember the scene where they walk through the kitchen?
Yeah,
and
yeah, right.
It's like,
right.
What do you do for a living? He used to work at a paper mill. But at the time, like, everybody knew who my dad was. Like, right. Jackie Wright, the name was ringing, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, she just fell in love with this man. It wasn't about, like, what he did. Of course, he had money, so he afforded her great things and treated her very well. But it was just like, she just loved this man. You know what I'm saying? It was like a genuine love story. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for him to die like that, it was just like, it was just super fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And so, like I said, she steps in for 5 years, never gets caught, never goes to jail. Just literally was just out here like she was getting off.
Word.
And everybody just assumed that my dad left her all his money because everybody knew he was the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so they didn't know she was getting there?
Nobody. I didn't know. I didn't find out until I was a grown ass man. Nobody knew. Like her best friends didn't know. Her siblings didn't. Like nobody knew.
So she just. I got a fucking.
Yeah, you
got
to watch it. Like, like it's literally like okay, I wish y'all had would have seen. Y'all would have had like 8,000 questions.
Let me just ask you this. I don't know if you know, but I mean, I'll ask you anyway. So she jumps in and takes over. So she was just accepted as like, because moving weight like that, maybe her relationship with the plugs.
Oh, I'm getting ready to tell you. Okay, I got the whole, basically, it was the connect at the time. The lingo was different. And so, you know, this is Reaganomics and all. There was an Asian woman named Auntie who lived here in Sherman Oaks. You know what I'm saying? And so that was my dad's connect, and they were really close.
That sounds like some business balling ass shit.
Yeah, we're literally doing a TV series. Like, I'm developing a series right now. It's going to be on USA.
If I'm doing it with Mary J. Blige. Fat drug dealers or anything, I'm sure there's always a fat drug dealer. Fat drug dealers was always balling.
It's crazy because, like, you know, she comes from a two-parent household, you know, one of six kids, like Catholic school raised. Like, she just literally, that's like the complete opposite of what she grew up for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, falling in love with this man, it's like, he was the guy. You know what I'm saying? And so she was just very observant and just super, super smart. You know what I mean? Intelligent and knew, based upon not only my dad's mistakes, but other men's mistakes, to where she knew how to move. Word. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was out here moving like a G, bro. Like, yeah, I'm trying to tell y'all, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, for a young 30-year-old woman, having me at 3 years old, she literally had a decision. She was like, I could either, you know, get off and keep doing what he was doing, or I could just step out and just make, you know, $4 an hour. She was like, that shit ain't gonna cut it. Damn. You know what I'm saying? So she got in, and she got it in, man. Like, she got it in.
And how long did she get out, you said?
5 years. 86 to 91. Never got caught, though.
Never.
Oh, never got caught?
No. Never got caught.
Oh, shit. Okay. I thought you meant never got caught until.
No. There's no until. Never. She never got caught.
Oh, first of all. And I'm not necessarily glorifying drug dealing, but
no, it's always the assumption that she got
clap it up for your mom right now.
Never, no, never, like
never.
I was thinking he was saying
like nobody would have known. Nobody would have known if she didn't tell her story.
There was three things that happened in the summer of '91, and so
Snoop Deep Cover came out. Oh, my bad.
Was that '91?
Was that '91? No, that was '90. That was '90. I think, Doggy Style came out in 91.
Because I was only...
No, Chronic came out in 91, Doggy Style came out in 93.
Yeah. I was only 9.
This has nothing to do with the story. My bad, I'm sorry.
No, it's good, G. So, literally, a package got intercepted from her people. When she was here, they were in Philly, and so she thought she was going to get implicated. They didn't dime her out. That was one. Number two, there was a big-ass shootout in West Philly. My mom used to do comedy shows. And there was a, I don't know if you guys are familiar, there's an organization called the Junior Black Mafia. Shoulder to shoulder with Jay. Like, my mom was really literally like,
dog, this is crazy.
Yeah. And so, you know, her and AJ, like, really close. And so, AJ was already in at the time. So they go to this other place to go pick up these tickets. And so nobody had their hammers on them. And everybody had this weird feeling. Like, yo, I don't know if I want to pull up, yada, yada. So they pull up. Niggas just start blasting. It was an argument. Niggas start blasting. A couple people got killed. My dude had a shotgun to my mom's head. Didn't pull the trigger, grace of God. She got out of that. And then the third straw was the connect got killed. Wrong place, wrong time. So she basically kind of took a break from talking to Auntie. And she dialed up like a couple weeks later, mm-hmm. and then her daughter was like, "You didn't hear what happened?" And she was like, "No, what happened?" She was like, "Auntie got killed." Like literally on some like, she had a back house. She took a ride with her, the guy that lived in the back house. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, they got killed execution style. It was just wrong place, wrong time. Yeah. So she had the wherewithal to be like, all right, I almost died, almost went to jail, and the connect got killed. Yeah, like, I got to get the fuck out of here. There's like, no, I'm like next.
Fucking, what's the final destination? It's like, it's coming around.
I'm next.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So she literally just got out, started just working a regular job, 9 to 5, making, you know, 20 grand a year, and just...
Kind of a normal life. Like 20 grand like
no.
Day,
hour. You would say like just a normal, like relatively like,
bro,
normal
life.
Bro,
she's still
hustling, bro. Your mom is still in the game.
No, he told you, bro.
Because like I didn't find out until I was 26, 27.
That's what, so how did you,
I was
going to
say, how'd that conversation go? Man, did she sit there like, okay, look.
Yeah, she's going to kill me. I think she, I always get the stories confused. But she was like, we were driving to New York. And she told me about what she did. And it just made sense given the fact how I grew up. Like, my childhood was pretty
lit.
So you went to school in a limo.
I did,
I know.
Actually.
So
it was easy for you
show.
To put the pieces together. It wasn't like,
yeah,
you,
it was
like too
lit,
much disbelief.
Man,
it
was
like,
super lit.
I can see that.
But it was what bugged me out was more so like, you know, for somebody that I would call an auntie was like the plug, or like somebody who was like my uncle was like, you know what I mean? So it's like, the perspective of like, yeah, to be like, oh, that's Auntie blah blah blah, and it's like, nah, she used to be on the plane with Burks on her and shit.
You
know
what
I mean?
Like, that's like, this is so far from what he's saying, but I thought about this automatically. You know how? Remember you? We would watch all this rap shit. Well, shit, all of us, right? Mm-hmm. We watch all these rap videos. We watch our people come up to be great, and then when you started hanging with these rappers, you started meeting all the people that they would rap about in the songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, you know, you heard, when you listen to Snoop, you heard about all these homies, Lil Hav there and all these people. And then when you get around, you're like, oh, shit, that's such and such. They go, what you call it? What you call it? It's like, that's what made me think of that in his story. Like, damn. He's kind of dealing with these people kind of just like his normal life. Just an innocent kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Auntie. Now, I never asked why they call her Auntie, which she don't look like us or nothing. But that's Auntie. This is Uncle such and such who always wears snakeskin everything. And this is...
No, real shit, like, real shit. Auntie literally used to take me horseback riding, had sushi when I was 4. Crazy, like, on some, like... This older Asian woman.
And you're a kid, you don't think like...
Yeah, no, why would you... I'm 3, 4, 5. Like,
bro, his life is... Because your life is... this. When you were born like this. Like, you thinking that's regular.
He might be the only black person on earth to have ever known that one random Asian lady in the photo albums.
Oh, my God.
You are a real American treasure. Like... You're the only one. Most of us are like, who is she? Like,
now we know who she was.
Now we know.
We solved a lifetime mystery.
Did you have the only person on earth?
Once you found out, and once she told you, broke everything down. Let me ask you, if you can remember, what was like the her telling you, like, what was that about? Was it like, okay,
she finally had to explain what the Panther was about. Like, I'm 27 now.
Not Panther.
He's like, Panther, Panther, still, we Panther still alive? Or we had one that still ain't alive?
He's like
no
rubbing it like, Mom, I never really asked, but.
Why are we the only ones?
Why are we the only ones who own a Panther? A liger? How did we get the liger?
No, that's crazy. But did, like, what was the kind of like.
My mom and I are actually really, really close. She
told you, like, it's time? Like, it's time.
Well, my grandmother told her a long time ago, she was like, you'll know when he's ready when he starts asking you questions. Because I didn't even ask her about my dad, I think.
Wait, y'all have an oracle too?
We really do. Like, I think our family, I'm like tapped in, honestly, G. Like, I'm not even trying to, not for nothing. But
nigga
like,
be like, yeah, he's here. Like, what?
Right. Look, I'm like, wow.
Like, oh, yeah, what? Who, Auntie? Auntie, she was there.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
No, no little, like, that. My family, man, like, I guess now that as I've gotten older, like, you start to realize, like, how you were raised, you know what I mean? Like, what you've been taught and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like, you know, my mom gave me the whole game.
Word.
Like, she gave me everything, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like, obviously, she got that from my grandparents. and just, you know, for my dad and just, you know, yeah, life. Yeah. Like, my people have experienced, like, life. You know what I'm saying? Even for me, like, I'm 37, but, like, I've done a lot of shit. Right, like, right. I've been through, like, some hard shit, some good shit. You know what I mean? And so, anyway, so grandma was like, excuse me, was like, when he's ready, he'll start asking. So I started asking about my dad. And then my mom always was like, I never wanted to put your dad in a bad light because my dad did some wild shit to my mom. Like, he shot her. He, like, domestic abuse, like some
that's
wild
the
shit.
Old school love right there, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like wild shit. School. Like,
I've
wild
heard
shit.
About, I've heard, what's funny is I heard about at least five stories of people I know where their mom or their dad shot each other.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
lit, bro. For sure.
Bro.
Right, bro. Right, like, dude.
Listen, oh God, my father shot my mother.
Yeah, so.
Dog.
Yeah.
No, my mom. Yeah. My mom.
Babe, we ain't been through nothing. You be tripping
see,
on
that's
little
what,
shit?
Step pop.
No, all this Instagram shit?
No, but it's like, for our generation, you know what I mean? It's
you
just,
about
it doesn't
DM?
Make it
cool.
The, the worst thing is, that should have been the saddest four statements ever made on podcast.
Right. Right,
that's
you
a problem.
Off of that?
Right, we breathe through that.
You know what? My mom shot. You know my mom shot.
Like, man, you know what?
You know my father shot. My...
We got shit.
That was fucking terrible. Right. That was fucking
did we
terrible.
Just become best friends?
Did we bond over that?
Yeah.
That's like, wild, but that's old school
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
And really, it's all. Here we go. It's all smothered in black trauma. I mean, it's all like
facts.
Toxic black trauma.
Especially,
shit, but...
especially if no good album came out of it.
Oh, not to hear my dear.
That's a word.
Come on, man. Your daddy took a bullet, and they didn't even go platinum. Oh, like, that's what I say to my aunt. Like,
that's
like,
terrible.
Like, I'm like, we in the hip hop era. Step pops. That happened to my step pop. My mom got him. You know what I mean? It's like, nigga, you better start rapping.
Right.
This shit ain't working for just love.
Right. You got shot over just love. That's it.
No,
came from
Tina
that?
Knew what to do with it.
Damn. Wait, your dad shot mom.
No, against
yeah.
the wall came.
But
from
so
that?
Basically, I don't want to go on like crazy tangents, but she, you know, it was like
we love crazy tangents. She. Right?
Well, because I'll just start firing off stories left and right. But, like,
shoot, nigga.
No, so
you
she was
on
like,
the lower
she was
Marion,
like,
Jersey. Shoot.
True. True.
Right.
No, you, but first of all, I was paying respect to your jokes. Your jokes is always upper level, upper echelon jokes, dog.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I'm catching all of them.
I always, yeah.
No, you can't. Just an easy read.
I wouldn't say sure. They're sophisticated.
But it's easy read.
There's a sophistication to it.
Thank you. Don't
down. Don't dim your light.
No, no. Everybody from the jungle was just like that.
Now we're here.
Okay. So, no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
No, okay, man. He keeps stopping.
No,
story.
But you know, I was like, she was just giving me more info on my dad, and she never wanted to put him in a light that made him look bad because he wasn't here to defend himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was like, cool. But you know, I got the skinny on what he did in college, and so
are you fat shaming?
I'm sorry.
Are you fat shaming? You got the skinny on.
He said, are you fat?
No.
I'm just showing you my skill.
I'm like,
it's
damn, y'all.
It's fire.
I was like, oh, wow. Like, wait, what happened?
Right.
No,
I'm
messing with you. What
no, but.
I'll be throwing him off. Damn.
No, it's cool. But.
You were in college.
Yeah, so I knew what he did. And it was like, all right, cool. And so I remember we were living in Jersey. And my mom, she lived like cooking or some shit. And she was like, Jack, did I ever tell you about when my dad shot me or when your dad shot me? And I was like, what? Like, yeah, you're like, what the fuck? Like, nah. And so she proceeds to tell me the story. It was her birthday, and like she hadn't seen him, I think, in a couple of days, some goofy shit like that.
It was
that.
Her birthday?
And so, right. And so
that's real love.
And then, mind you, they were in broad daylight. They're in South Philly. And so apparently my mom was kind of sassing him a little bit or whatever. And so he didn't go for that shit. And he used to literally carry 245s with the holster shit, Larry and Barry. So
first of all.
Yeah, he was like,
can't,
literally like a G,
can't
man.
Can we clap it up for his dad right now?
Clap it up for Larry and Barry.
I call Larry and Barry.
Clap it up for Larry and Barry.
But you see how he did it?
Scary.
No. Look, first of all, the game has been passed down. Do you see how he grabbed him?
Oh, well, that's how you got to grab him.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, man.
I don't know if
that,
I don't even want to look in the camera,
man,
as I did that.
Right.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's just a natural reaction. But
come on, man. It's in me, not on me, man. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
man.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Keep it in
your
eye, man.
Right.
But yeah, he sassed her, and she was literally like walking away. And he shot. And he said he shot too straight. He shot her like damn near in the Achilles. So she goes to the hospital. My grandfather's like, yo,
he took
like.
Her?
No, one of the homies. It was like people. It was like, you know, niggas ain't never really like solo. Right. No, it was like they're just on the corner, like on the street or whatever. So you know, she goes to the hospital, and my grandfather's like, "Yo, like you got to tell them who shot you." And she was like, "Nah." I'm like, "Nah."
I love him.
Crazy love is what she calls it.
Definitely.
And so, fast forward, I just want to tell y'all how it even came to where she had to tell me. So, Will and Jada backstory. Yeah.
This is ball.
It's Philly. This is Philly. Like, yeah. Philly's like, yeah. Like, real, so like, yeah, like real Philly shit. Right.
I can tell y'all stories forever. I needed to get my shit together. But, clearly. Go ahead.
Charlie Mack.
Man.
Look, story popping up.
I can't. Off camera, I'll tell you, like.
Every time you say that, somebody say, off camera. No.
I gotta
tell you off camera.
No. It's going to blow your mind on God.
Okay, so Will and Jada.
Sorry.
It's cool. That's
my life. Like,
No. It is, but my mom ended up going out west. They got wind of the story. Mm. And so they wanted to do it, but it didn't work out. Mm. But my mother knew that she wanted to tell her. She wanted to write. She'd always talked about writing a book. Mm-hmm. And so this now gave her the opportunity to write the book. She was like, if you're going to do this, then I want to do that. And so, but she knew she had to talk to me because I didn't know.
Right.
It was literally, it was like, it's time.
I got to tell them everything.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And even just, it's wild thinking about this because this was like 08. My mom was out here. She went to the Lakers game. Mm. Like she was saying, she was sitting behind Ron Artest. Like it just kind of brings up all this wild shit how LA and Philly are so connected.
Right.
But, yeah, she literally was like, you know what your dad did, but this is what I did. So I was just like, it was more so like, I remember the shootout. I remember like being a kid and going to see her because she didn't come home that night. Mm. And I remember seeing her and she was fucked up. So it's like that, all that shit starts to backtrack, you know what I mean? And like auntie and just like all these different people and stories is just like, this is my life. This shit is crazy. You know what I mean?
Put it together usual suspects.
Yeah, but I knew that. I knew that. Like, this was unbelievable, and it was like, this is my mom and dad. You know what I mean? So I was like, at that point, the light bulb went off, and I was like, yo, I got to get this story to as many people as possible.
Right. That's what I was gonna ask you. Do you feel like, and it's crazy because this is on the Don of the Kobe thing, right?
Yeah.
Which, because I'm a Kobe fan, everything always round off.
It's
Kobe,
all,
right?
Yeah, so, it's all connected, man.
But greatness.
Oh, exactly. Right.
So when I think about greatness, I'm like, dang, I was thinking about this like 3 weeks ago, too. I'm like, all greatness ain't good. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. Greatness is just it's a achievement level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I'm like, okay, because I don't want to glorify, like you said, like selling dope or whatever, but greatness.
I have a point to make to double down on what you're saying.
Like achieving something, odds, yada, 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 yada. That put any pressure on you to be like, dang, like, because it sounds crazy. I had to set it up like that so it don't sound like he sold a ton, she sold a ton.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
How the fuck do I sell too? Like, no, does that make you think like I got to make a mark or have a name or?
I've always felt that way.
You feel what I'm saying?
I've always, that's part of the reason like why I connect with Kobe. Kind of so, yeah, it's just in me. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And so.
Because when I think about your childhood, I'm thinking like Ricky Schroeder, like they got the fucking train in the living room. Like,
oh, yeah, no, G. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything you can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was like whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like I used to go to All-Star. It was like, it was super lit.
So
like,
what pressure did that put on you?
It made me just want to be able to take what they did and flip it in my own way. Once I started to really hone in on like
what it was.
Yeah, it took like I was like super like I'm still introverted and I'm like quiet. Like I'm the dude, like I'll be in the corner. It could be niggas turned up. I might be in the corner chilling on my phone. But then every once in a while you're gonna catch me, I'm turnt, right. Like super turnt. You know what I mean? But like I pick and choose my spots. And so but to your point, like I was like, damn, my OGs were the greatest. So for me, it's like just I have to achieve that in my own way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so once I figured out that entertainment was my route, like I managed my mom. Mm-hmm. So literally inception from when she told me about the story to now where we're literally about to make a show, I orchestrated all of this shit. Right. People don't even know.
Hey,
but to think about it.
Off the paperwork, you need to make sure you pull it to the side and be like, I manage you.
Right.
No, so she if don't. You ever slip back into that other game, I manage you.
No, the funny thing about my mom, man, like we're so
you be
close.
Missing some kilos.
Nobody would be able to handle her but me. Like she actually listens to me. She don't listen to nobody.
Right. But you know, well, but you know, your mom's turning your kids. Like, your parents turn to your kids at some point, and it'd be like that. Like
all the. Yes, they do.
My mom was a piece of work, and people have to call me to be like, can you talk to your mom?
Yeah.
I'm like, barely.
And I'm an only child. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like.
And then y'all got that.
Yeah, no, we're like literally like as close.
Let me ask you, how was it for you being going from a child to a young adult, going into more maybe your teen years, right?
Right.
How was it with friends, like people around you? Because now they knew whether older
you need
adults
no friends.
Around,
He didn't need no fucking friends. First of all, Pablo has a fucking AK-47 shooting up fucking floating ice cream fucking cones in the fucking Olympic pool. He got G's.
No, right. Had a pool.
He fucking needs
he got G's.
Poor
why
ass
you know
friends.
My life?
Look, because,
right. He don't need no poor ass friends.
These are all these guard men are my friends. I talk to them all the time.
His mom was his friend.
Go get me things.
Pepe was my friend.
First of all, when you're the only child, I gotta say, and I'm it's okay, but if you is there, you're not the only child.
I was for 15 years of my life, okay, so I've lived that life.
No,
yes,
but you're the baby.
Yes.
Okay, different.
I'm not
different.
Oh, baby.
I'm not. I'm a middle.
Oh,
this is about to hit you
we
the
love
hardest.
You.
No, no.
We
this
love
got to hit you the hardest. Everything
I know
outside of the first and the baby, parents don't like y'all.
No, I've been saying that.
Okay, cool.
Like, because I've been getting like
my brother gets off because he's the only boy. He's
oh,
the
you
got to
be special or something like
boy.
That. No, right.
I was going to say, but that's what made my situation different because I was always a little different. Like, and I don't
you the only child?
I don't want to use the word special.
Middle?
We love you.
What about you,
parents
Kara?
Didn't like you?
Youngest?
Yeah,
they love you. You're loved.
You got in trouble. Loved.
They didn't have to raise you.
Right.
But we couldn't get away with that.
Right. My life is so hard. They're like, shut up. No, it's not.
But
no, it's not.
I had the trip. I'm thinking of like you being at that age, like being out and about, or when you start meeting your friends and you start.
Team what? Like 96?
Yeah,
that was
team 42, right? Like your family got history. You in Philly, your family got history. Like, that's a lot. Look, it was a lot when...
Nigga, you get one friend and a crew when you got money
no, but
like that.
But what I'm saying is, you start... Now, a lot of times, not all the time,
you get one real friend, and everybody just the crew. You
no,
pay these
no,
niggas.
No, but what I'm saying is, a lot of times when you live a certain kind of lifestyle, right, mm-hmm. you do venture out to have your own shit.
But
right?
I think
well,
you
well,
were
I mean,
out here, right?
Okay, well,
no,
yeah,
no,
tell,
no. So
we can ask
well,
right here.
Right.
No, so at the time, I keep... Not I know. At the time, my mom was doing what she was doing. When she first started, I was here because I went to this school called the Page School in Larchmont for like a second.
Excuse.
Okay.
No, yeah, she was paying for
yeah,
she
yeah,
was
yeah.
getting
of
it.
Of course she was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I went to a school in Jersey called Morristown Friends. Shout out to Morristown Friends. That's mm-hmm. I went there 12 years, first grade all the way through. Right. Small private school, mm-hmm. Quaker school. And so my mom was paying cash, mm-hmm. but I went to school with all white kids.
Right.
So it was like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That, yeah. Like literally, right. So the goal literally. The hustle for my mom was my mother and father had a pact that they would put me in the best school money can buy, mm-hmm. literally. Mm-hmm. So it was like when my dad passed, she was like, well, I got to keep it going. So she was hustling.
Right.
It wasn't about like, oh, look at me. It was mm-hmm. like, I'm trying to get to this money. I'm yeah. trying to live this life that yeah. I lived while my husband was here.
Right.
Did you realize you were different than other kids?
Yeah, it still is weird for mm-hmm. me. Because like I just, my view of shit is just mm-hmm. different.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me sometimes to like, it's not hard for me to relate. I can relate to anybody, mm-hmm. but like sometimes I question certain shit because it's like I know my shit was different.
Yeah.
Like I just saw shit different. Like yeah. I just experienced a lot of different shit.
Are y'all still rich?
No. You know, it's fair. The funny thing is like, so you got to keep it
crazy.
No, that's yeah, a
people
legit.
That's a good question.
No, listen.
Like,
I can't.
Money
like, I'm out here like grinding. Like, I'm not, it ain't sweet for me. Mm-hmm. I can't tell anybody. I could show somebody that I'm friends with my bank account. They wouldn't believe me. Mm-hmm. It's like that. So for me to say, oh, I'm grinding, they're like, man, literally,
man,
like they're not trying to hear it.
Right.
Like they're literally not trying to hear it. And so you got to keep in mind, my mom was 30 years old at the time, cash, liquid making,
right.
ain't no telling, undocumented amount of money. Mm. Who's she going to go to say, hey, I got such and such. Can
right,
you help
right,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She bought a few real estate properties and shit, but like she didn't really know, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like she should have been chilling.
How she feel now
wait,
about
did she,
that?
Wait, she didn't lose money or they did?
No, she there's like it's no like it ain't sweet.
Okay. You know what I mean? So it's like the money's gone, been gone. Like when I was in high school, it went from like how it was in like elementary school and being younger to like, yo, we can't really.
How was the shift?
The shift was cool for me because I had so much. Right. The fortunate thing for me is like I wasn't a brat.
Right.
Like I grew up very well off, but like I'd be in the hood in South Philly with my cousins and there's roaches in the cereal.
Okay, so
I had the balance. So my question, you know what I'm saying?
See, that's what I'm trying to get at. So my question. So you were around. That's what I was trying to get to.
Oh no, literally, like
exactly. There was.
I had the duality of literally in the hood and in the suburbs.
Now everybody know that because the respect and the history don't go anywhere, right? People know your peoples. They know your bloodline, right? So whether it's your cousins or friends that were around in Philly somewhere, somebody they looking at you like, and I'm not talking about like the bad. I'm talking about like you're different. Or they looking at you like you are the money ticket.
Right.
Or you might still got, or you do got, you know what I mean? Where people look, even in LA, right? We kind of, I mean, it's a little different now. I get times have changed, obviously. But if you came from a famous family in the hood, the respect fell down. The respect came down.
Right.
So in your case, when you got your parents are the ones and got this famous name, like, and it's historic, right? Like I'm sure there was like cousins around or somebody around, maybe Philly people around, but that was probably like, nigga, you are who you are.
Kinda like, so growing up though, like nobody from school, like where I went to school, they didn't know I knew anybody. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right, like yeah. they would when I was younger, there would be parents who would question like, well, what, like they were like, what do you do for a living? To my mom.
Yeah.
She like, mind your business. But like in terms of like my friends, like all my friends were from the street. So, like, my friends are from Camden and Philly, you know what I'm saying? So, it wasn't really, like, in Baltimore. So, it was, like, it wasn't really, it was normal. Like, it wasn't like, oh, you got whatever. Because, like, my best friend used to hustle when we was growing up, you know what I mean? And I'm so green, I didn't even know, but my mom knew. You know what I mean? So, it's just and that's really, like, my brother. Like,
that's probably why, too, though, the fact he was.
The privilege is that you were able.
I was covered, man.
To be like, green.
Yeah.
Like, to be green and in the hood is a privilege.
Yeah,
like you don't need to know all that shit early. Like, that's not the shit.
Yeah,
and then to even be exposed to quality and excess, like you could tell already, you still got like a, you know what I mean, like it's a manicureness about you. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate
like
that.
You can always get to money. You know, like I've been around money.
And it's funny because I work in entertainment. Like, I've been dealing with famous people my whole life. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like they're people. Mm-hmm. There's only a few, like literally Kobe. Jay, there's only a few people for that. I'm like, oh shit,
right?
Because I didn't been around them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like it's different for
me. That's some LA shit too. Where
because
this is on the Kobe thing too, which was, I was like, dang, his jersey sales probably about to shoot up, and not because of the normal reason of how people's jerseys shoot up, because in LA, being a fan, you. A real fan may only wear certain, like he got the Laura Marion or like, because Kobe really your homie. Like, I don't want to show up with your jersey and you here. You know what I mean? Like, although if I'm going to wear a jersey and pick one, I'm going to wear yours. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not that, but I think being from LA, like what percentage of Kobe fans like never had a jersey?
Well, did you know Nike took all the stuff? They took their
they
own
took
online store.
Kicks down.
Down.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because everything that's gone is gone. They're trying to figure out like what they want to do next.
They took it down because they said
the resellers
gonna fuck the game.
Because you know how that goes. Like it's dirty.
What about Adidas?
They don't. Different sites though. My brother showed me different sites. A lot of Kobe, the old ugly Kobe's with them, the big clunky ones, whatever. They're like $400-500 right now.
Yeah, on certain it's gonna be goofy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's sick. Crazy. You know
the Kobe
sick.
Stuff I have, I'll just hold on to. Like I don't even. This is the only jersey I used to have a Lakers yellow joint, but I don't have any.
But you know what's dope about
the
Kobe
shit?
See,
but you was in the baller era. That's what I'm saying. You're gonna have the jerseys.
But yeah, you know what's dope about the Kobe stuff though? I mean, even with fans who, obviously, before this happened, who just bought his shit or has shoes and stuff like that, people always looked at Kobe shit with respect. It wasn't like
right.
The people who were buying Kobe shoes and jerseys were buying it because they respected the man that wore that shit. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to get these shoes just because they're fresh.
Because he had a lot of shoes that wasn't that tight.
I hooped in college.
That's what I'm saying. So it's Kobe's. People who bought this shit respected the man. They like, I'm wearing these because it's Kobe. Mm-hmm. Like, not because, oh, these the new, what you call this? Oh, I know they going to Resellers ain't about shit. We're not talking about resellers. We're talking about people who bought. You know what I mean? So they took that down because they know the resellers and the bots going to make a killing and do that. It's going to be a real.
It's not going to be genuine.
It's not going to be genuine, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, it's big corporate, right? So I'm not here to argue if their side thinking of it like that, like kind of like with a good heart. Mm-hmm. Like, are we going to take it down? For maybe they thinking business-wise, maybe it could be more lucrative.
What we going to do?
Yeah,
hold
you know
on.
What I'm saying?
Let them do what it's going to do.
You know what I mean? So,
and then we're going to react to that.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't put it past them, right? You know, it is Nike.
Hey, and that's what they're there to do. You know, one other dope thing where I was just thinking about, like, what the fuck? Only Kobe. Mm-hmm. You go out your last game, you get the 60 points. Mm-hmm. That's like narrative, boom. You go get an Oscar, like, about narratives, bam. So, which is extra weird. Mm-hmm. Then, when you do pass, you literally, which I thought was odd, like a couple of weeks before. I don't know, y'all watch him. I know you're a super Kobe fan, so you might have caught this too. Like, I'm like, this dude making his rounds.
Yeah.
Like, he sat down with Shaq. Yep. He went on Open Smoke. Mm-hmm. He went on this. He went on that. He at the games. Mm-hmm. I'm like, only Kobe could not know he died and still do the, like, I'm going away for life tour.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, even that game where LeBron passed him. If like, did you guys watch that game?
Yeah.
Like they did all the Lakers, like the top scorers and stuff that were Lakers.
His last tweet on IG is to LeBron, but, like a torch passing.
But when they did that package at the game, they did him last, and his was like, it was weird. It was like a memorial
already. He got it all.
I got all of my I got all of my roses while I was here.
You know where the game was?
In Philly. Come on, he won that. Come on, man. Kobe wins again. I'm sorry. That's the ultimate outro ever.
Right.
Damn.
It was just. Okay,
that's the ultimate outro. Come on. So anyway, I just have to acknowledge that because that shit like that just is not coincidence.
I don't even know where to go after that. I'm like,
everything.
Y'all gotta watch that documentary. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm
definitely
ready.
Gonna watch it, dog.
Like, hey, I couldn't get through Tracy McGrady talk. I'm not ready.
Tracy McGrady
breaking down. I was like, oh, turn it.
Oh yeah.
Shaq put that video up where it's no talking in it. It's just footage of him and Kobe for about 2 minutes. And the first minute or so, they're playing the Higher, mm-hmm. The Nip and Cali song. Then the second part of it, they're playing Missy by Puffy, Missy, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. But, bro, I'm broke down, bro. I was watching it, and
You know what? I think being like an LA podcast, we got to kind of let people know what it really felt like being out here.
Yeah.
Because when the day I drove around, like I went from like mid city to around like Western and 80th to pick up the homie Hink, and I literally on Western and Slauson near the Slauson swap meet. If y'all know anything, you know about that. There was like a group of, and it was on my IG for a minute. Y'all might have saw it, and then I took it down, but. It was like a group of like Latino and black dudes with like Black Mamba shirts and jerseys or whatever, with like a speaker, like a PA system. And they were like, we gotta start doing better in our hoods. Like, we all had a love for Kobe. We all shared a love for. I'm like, Kobe realites are on the corners. Like, it was like a dude. I walked out the office and like a dude was in full wailing, crying, like, by himself, like walking, like
it's real, man.
You
can hear, like, it's crazy on my block. You can hear people, like, no, like when the news was hitting, I was texting you.
We were
texting each other, and he was like, "Yo, I'm sick right now," and I was like, "Nope, nope, nope," and then I was like, "Oh shit, it's like starting to pop up everywhere."
I seen it on my time. Where were you? I'm on my timeline, and I seen Mad Skills. He posted a picture of Kobe, but nobody, it wasn't even time for, like, it was too early to even have graphics out. So people just posting pictures that they getting from his page and Google Images or whatever. So he posted, rest in peace or something like that. I'm like, as a Kobe fan, I was like, you know what? This joke is lame. Like, I know LeBron just passed him last night.
Right.
And I know y'all said, oh, he does that kill. Okay, lame. And I wrote on Skills page. Mm. Kind of lame joke, bro. Then I went to the next one. Mm. Another person did it. Same formula, though. Regular pick. Then the next one, I'm like, oh, fuck. Then I went to TMZ Sports was the first thing. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck. Why they hit so early? But I'm like, fuck. Okay, bam. So, anyway, that was a whole. The vibe out here was just
it was
gray
dark.
And gloomy.
It was
and
dark.
Quiet.
I took a drive. It was funny. Well, not funny, but I was with Chaz, and the homegirl texted me with the news, and I reacted. And the way she jumped up, she knew something was wrong. But it was one of them things, like, I don't want to pass her the phone, because if this is a rumor, I'm going to be sick. Pissed and sick. I'm just hot, right? Mm-hmm. So as she's like, what? She's like, you scaring me. I'm checking other sources to see, outlets mm-hmm. to see, like I, so I'm laying in the bed, I'm like, no. I just kept saying no. And then when I finally seen TMZ and another, and then somebody posted the steal of the site,
mm-hmm.
and then so you know, I went through my I was going through my motions, and I was telling myself I got to go get out, I got to go get my mind off it and go drive immediately, right? But it was still the early news, so I jump in the car. I do Uber too, so I jump in the car and pick up a passenger, and so I have my podcast on first to get my mind. I got funny shit on, right? I forgot what podcast I'm listening to, but I'm trying to get my mind off it. And I pick up a passenger. Now I don't play podcasts because cursing and stuff. Play the radio. Kobe news. Every station. And I'm trying to hold it together. The reason why I got in the car was to not have to deal with people,
yeah.
right? And then the first interview, I let it play. And I don't know, man, I don't know why it was on that, man. But it was the Doc Rivers one. It was the Doc Rivers yeah. one. And bro, I lost it in the car, bro. And she was, you know, the passenger, she was in the car. And I couldn't wait to just drop her off because I couldn't drive no more. I kept, like, stopping and wiping my eyes. And she was in the back, you know, with her feelings. And I was like, I got to go home. Like, because I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Because all I thought about. All I thought about was so many things of just like, bro, we talking 1996, bro. Like, I was a fan from the very beginning. It was no wait. It was no, I was a Kobe fan from get him off the bench. Why is he on the bench?
Yeah, I was rooted for you.
Man, I was
rooted for you. Duh,
I was that Kobe. So, and then meeting him, and then the whole, just the, everything, the chips, and then knowing that he wasn't what everybody said he was.
Yeah.
Like, he was just so determined and focused on basketball. Of course he would be an asshole to somebody who don't work as hard as him.
Right.
Right, so of course he would be that. But him coming to the later years, to his daughters, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah, man.
Yeah, it was the crazy, because at one point I went to the gas station, and I was like, that's dope, but Asian dude, I don't want to say what I thought he was. Mm-hmm. I almost just immediately said Korean dude, but anyway. Mm-hmm. He was like, condolences.
Mm. That's a lot of that.
I was like, goddamn.
Yeah.
Okay, like I was trying to pay for the shit. He's like, oh, I was buying something small, you know what I mean? I'm like, card or brick 100?
Mm.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to charge you this. And I'm like, just whatever. I just had like kind of like, whatever. Yeah. Whatever is easiest for you. And he just was like, I was doing my shit, and he was like, condolences. I was like, oh, shit. He didn't even, okay, good, good. You feel what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. from the fucking road to, like, fucking Natasha Harlan to that, it's like, man, wow. Fire. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
that's the
deep.
L.A. fucking diaspora right there.
That's or, crazy,
our fucking
yeah.
timeline right there. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, that's fire.
I was, oh.
We just went to Kobeville again. We can't
no,
stop.
No, I was off.
We can't stop.
But what I was going to say is to try to lighten the mood. Has anybody seen the Google commercial?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's dope as fuck.
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Talk about tears. On tears, on tears after all of that.
It was a fade,
no,
bro.
It was a fade because what Google did, and I was like, finally, a fucking company got it right for Black History. What Google did is like, top searches of whatever. So it says most searched performer, Beyonce. Most search guitar solo, Prince. Most search gymnast, Simone Biles. Most search, like, it was so...
And it was moving fast.
And like, it was going fast, like...
Everything you search... So, most search stayed on the screen, to give context, more context, right? The most search stayed on the screen. Mm-hmm. And the words kept changing. Mm-hmm. Tennis, gymnast, singer, mm-hmm. rapper, like, shit like that. It was all black. Everything, the most... It was showing the records of the most searches. Right, Black History Month.
Black History Month. January. Bro, we getting started.
Hey, if see, that's all cool for the blacks, but if I was with the whites, I would be like, no. Whoa. 48 hours, bro. Whoa. 48 hours, bro.
Wait, hold on a minute.
You guys fucking snuck them a month. We snuck them at 28. You snuck them 30. Hey,
did you search for the most bullshit today?
We get an extra day this year.
Oh, we get an extra day.
Dog, this here
we
is hilarious.
Extra day.
I'll
take
it.
See?
I want it. That's hilarious,
bro. Shout out to all the 30-year-olds turning 5.
Oh, shit. My mom, girl, Kristen.
Right. But, Jeez,
dude, how long is it going, dog? I know the time right there. I see what time we started.
We've been going for a while, so we can kind of...
What time did we start, you know?
Oh, okay.
We got about another hour? No,
we got another 45 minutes.
They're like, nope, get their minutes off now. No, early.
Rev it up.
Google got them popping, get them off early.
That's hilarious, man. So let me ask you, man, what are you working on now?
I'm happy you asked. So on top of managing my mom, I manage an amazing R&B artist named Kenyon Dixon.
And one more time, your mom's name is?
Thelma Wright.
Thelma Wright, okay.
So.
Okay. I was thinking Griselda.
I haven't talked about. Well, no.
I'm like,
hey, I have passed up so many Griselda jokes.
Well, no, so hold on.
It was so crazy.
Like, TT, you think you should make cookies?
I have a problem because the fan in me is like, did she know the godmother?
No, she didn't know the godmother. So I sometimes I have to, my fault, G. Sometimes I reference Griselda just so that people know, like, you know.
Right.
Because there are, like, lists that come out where they have her, like, number two to Griselda. But my mom wasn't, like, she wasn't catching no bodies. No, my mom's a G, bro.
Right.
Watch when you watch the doc.
And
it's like
without the bodies. So
yeah, she was no, she was literally, like, she wasn't.
She was like, I'm not.
Yeah, there's no violence.
I just got it off.
It's really, like, a you can do it, too. Like, for like, stay-at-home moms.
Low key, she
not
would
making
be...
enough money. Like, no excuses.
So his mom's the.
You could be in and out.
You can cook.
Like a Mary Kay?
Yeah. Mary Coke.
Mary Coke.
Like a Mary Coke.
Let's get it. When your kid get out of school, you gotta stop.
Mom got in and got out.
Right.
Got in and got out. Won all the chips. Retired her jersey and out here killer. And raising a young man.
She did a great job. Shout out to my mom.
First WNBA champion.
Okay, my bad. What
no, it's all good. So I manage an amazing R&B Sean artist Cooks. Named Kenyon Dixon. He's from Watts from Jordan Downs Project.
What?
Yeah, 2-time Grammy-nominated writer. No, he's amazing. Y'all got to tap in. He's actually in New York right now with Justin Timberlake.
Damn, I'm for Watts. Yeah, he's getting off.
He's amazing.
Sounds familiar.
As I said, I'm working on the show, Philly Rain. With the amazing James twins, Janika and Jashika James, Charles Murray, Mary J. Blige, Nicole Jackson. Man, great team. And then I have my brand called Righteous. So,
streetwear. Okay, okay.
Yeah. So that's my imprint.
Right.
We see what you did there.
Yeah. Okay. Play on words, you know, mm-hmm. I'm spiritual, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm just out here. I'm hustling.
Mahoney is mixed with spiritual.
I
see she got one hand with the, like, rocks and another hand.
Well,
with
no, didn't you say righteous and ratchet?
Timepiece?
Who said that last?
Me.
That's the ratchet.
Righteous and ratchet.
That's where I'm at with it. I feel you on a spiritual
ratchet.
Level.
You know,
I'm a righteous ratchet.
Yeah.
Yo, real quick before you leave too, I just watched two documentaries. Right, one they end up taking off my Amazon Prime, which I was fucking mad at, called 12 O'Clock Boys.
Yes.
Okay.
Great doc.
But they took it off Amazon Prime. I'm mad at it.
Just recently? Because I just watched it.
I just watched it too.
It's on Netflix now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That shit was hard.
That was hard as fuck.
That shit was hard.
And it was real.
Uh huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm. The young boy.
And,
that young boy was the truth.
Well, because I knew about the bike culture, but I'm not in it like to see. We how got deep that too, though.
Heavy, like just as heavy, like right. probably heavier.
Yeah.
I don't know. Disrespect, be more, but like, yeah.
Right, wrong. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about Philly.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And that was never my twist. But so, like,
No. I know. I know that. But I'm confused in the movie I watch, which I know is B-more, but being from Philly, mm-hmm. which I know is the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's what I mean. My bad. I was getting into the.
Not well, the new movie with, Meek is that Meek's in.
Right.
Yeah, it's so an overproduction.
The culture of bike. That's what I mean. The culture of that. Uh-huh. Like, that shit's deep. I didn't know it was that.
Yeah,
deep.
Like, I'm not a bike rider or anything, but yeah, it's heavy, like super heavy. More so, I feel like West Philly and North Philly.
Okay.
But yeah, like heavy. It's like deep. Heavy.
Let's get into how people heavy. Like all the shit, you know, with the police and
oh man, it's police brutality, corruption, like and yeah, it's fucked up back home. Like
the police techniques where they were just popping them off the bikes.
Duh, yeah.
It's well over. I think it's well over 30 bodies already. It's not even it's crazy, bro. Like they call it Philadelphia. Like it's not a joke. Mm. Like it's real. Like super real.
Damn.
Like there's a part of Philly that people never talk about. Southwest Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. People don't even talk about it. Like it's really
Southwest Philly. Is that Petey from Southwest?
Philly's Most Fresh Wanted Prince from there. No, Fresh Prince is from West Philly.
West Philly.
Yeah. In West Philadelphia. Born
There's a lot of people from Southwest, but it's just like it's
maybe
like,
not Southwest though.
Yeah, no South. They don't really talk about it. Like, in terms of, like, you know, you got, like, Kevin Hart and Will and Meek and stuff. So, like, West ear? Philly and, you know,
South Philly. Shut the fuck up, son.
We know Beanie had that song, South Philly Motherfuckers Kill at Will.
That's what I was thinking of.
Chill. Yeah, that Jay song.
I mean, I was, well, but yeah, I went to
yeah,
Philly.
State property, yeah. All that.
I went like, to Philly. Know. I've been to Philly twice.
Stay down.
I went to Philly twice, and I remember my man, Ab Live was my man, and what was really cool about, Philly was my first win. Now I ended up going to Ishkabibbles and all that, but I ended up going to Pat's, right? And I went to. It's crazy because there was two lines.
The first set of New York Crips.
Ishkabibbles.
Ishkabibbles.
Y'all got it wrong, cuz.
Ishkabibbles is mine.
No, but just the culture of. Like just the cheesesteaks, how deep that is. Like, like niggas won't go to certain shit. Like, right. They don't fuck with that. They're
Pats
not
and
doing
Geno's
that.
Is a violation.
Hey,
yeah.
You went to
somebody
Philly.
Told us that too. They were like, go to Ishkabibbles.
Ishkabibbles or Larry's. Larry's. Oh, Larry. I don't know if y'all saw. They literally just put a big with GG and Kobe on. Like, that was his spot.
Man.
It's
oh yeah,
right
I
across the street
that.
From
Larry,
St. Joe's. Yeah, Larry's is the shit.
They be trying to get you to get that ketchup on your joint sometime.
I'm
not getting the ketchup.
No.
Cheese, lettuce, salt, pepper.
I went to Pat's first, and then with somebody else, and then I went to Ishkabibbles.
We got the cheese man.
Anyway, yeah. So
speaking of lunch. You still.
So, man, you want to drop?
Oh, you got to do it big. We taking everybody. You know, I think you was
going to
think too.
We're going to crustaceans.
I'm taking everybody.
Right. He's like, oh, you know, we don't have the money like this.
We're going to get to the door and embarrass the shit. You don't know who this is?
Wait, you thought he was going to divulge that on the show.
Right.
I didn't.
He's like, I mean, we're not about that.
He said buried or unburied.
What do you mean a table ain't ready? Call your mom, bro. Call your mom.
I mean, so y'all want to meet up at Ocean Prime? Like,
one day.
What?
One
day. Every year she tell him where a different million is buried.
That's his birthday gift?
On his birthday.
That's his birthday gift.
That's fire.
And he's still at Surprise.
Oh, shit.
He just get a plane
it's a
ticket. He just get a plane ticket.
A plane ticket.
And
a
lady named Velma meet him at the airport every time. Different lady named Velma.
Like this.
That's great.
Y'all hilarious, bro.
I appreciate
you. Hey, you want to tell everybody your contacts, where to reach you at, man?
Yeah, man. I'm on everything, Instagram, Twitter, at Jackie Wright, J-A-C-K-Y. WRIGHT. Go stream Kenyon Dixon, R&B Kenny. Get that BET Plus trial for a week and watch Trap Queens episode number 3, Thumb or Right. Go to my website, righteousllc.com, cop some merch because my shit's kind of fire low key. And yeah, just tap in with me and listen to this because this podcast is amazing.
Oh, thank you, man.
I appreciate y'all. No, seriously, like this shit is super dope. Like,
thank you, dog.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
That.
Look at thank us you. Doing something good.
I appreciate y'all having
righting
me.
Righting the wrongs of the world today.
With Mr. Right.
With Mr.
Right.
With Mr. Right.
Lace.
Getting us the fuck up out of here. Instagram, Overrated Truth Pod. Twitter, Overrated True Pod. That is Overrated TRU Pod. Facebook, The Overrated Truth Podcast fan page. Hit us up, man. Like us.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Thank you, Mahoney.
You was getting tongue-tied or whatever, so I said, let me just, with the assist.
I ain't pussy no else, anyway.
And now we're here.
Hey.
All right, Trap Queen.
Don't forget, people, to download us now, the Overrated Truth podcast on the Himalaya app.
Himalaya!
Subscribe, rate, check us out. We there now. The boom. We in the new place. Oh, the play God. Is in the Himalayas.
The play is so in it. Yeah,
corny! That's but how could you not?
That's hard. You gotta get all
you
time.
Got, yeah, at least got once. To.
The play is we in the Himalayas.
Right, the play is now on from the Himalaya.
You know how many times the editors watching this like, they did it again.
Right.
Somebody else did it again.
Funny jokes with the black say.
Oh my God. Again, you bring the colorism. It's not us. See? See?
But not by hue, by overall primary colors. I don't go deeper than primary colors.
You know what? And to that fact, everybody remember there's always three sides to every story. All of them are true. Peace out.
Do a new podcast. 5 things I blame the black.